This Marketplace podcast is supported by VantageScore, the modern credit score used by 9 of the 10 largest banks, over 3,700 companies, and now approved by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. VantageScore. Trended data, alternative data, reduced risk.
This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. For many folks, this situation, a major war involving the U.S., Israel, and Israel's enemy, global oil prices spiking, domestic gasoline prices spiking, may feel a bit like déjà vu. All this happened back in 1973 during the Yom Kippur War, and prices spiked again in 1979 after the Iranian Revolution. More than 50 years later, is the situation really analogous? And are there lessons to be learned from the past? We gave Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman today's history assignment.
Roll the clock back to 1973. Richard Nixon was president. The U.S. was then far and away the biggest economy in the world. And, says Princeton historian Julian Zelizer,
this is a culture after World War II built around automobiles, around highways, around driving, new suburban homes, which required a lot of heating.
And a lot of oil, most of it pumped and shipped from the Middle East, which suddenly becomes a very big problem when OPEC declares an oil embargo on the U.S. and other allies of Israel.
This triggers the first round of an oil crisis where Americans face long gas lines and high prices.
There's a second crisis in 1979, when Iranian oil exports crater after Iran's Islamic Revolution.
You can only buy gas certain days. People are siphoning off gas from people's cars. There's just this air of desperation.
There's also resolve to make the U.S. economy less vulnerable by reducing our dependence on foreign oil. The government encourages more fuel efficiency and more oil exploration. Fast forward to now, says climate economist Gernot Wagner at Columbia Business School.
The world moved from the U.S. being the biggest oil importer to the U.S. being the biggest oil exporter.
But there's a catch. Even with massive new U.S. oil fields, American businesses and consumers still pay the global market price.
And yeah, those prices just shot up.
Which means a prolonged war that keeps oil prices high could still create conditions similar to the oil crises of the 1970s, driving higher inflation and stifling growth. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.